Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Another weekend of gunfire and violence in New York City. At least one person was killed. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live from the Bronx with that story. Sean?
Yeah, violence, shootings on the rise, and it seems police feel that their ability to maintain law and order has been crippled. A 17-year-old shot and killed in the Bronx overnight. 35 people shot in 25 incidents in New York City over the weekend. More than 500 shootings during the first half of the year. That is up 18% over 2019. NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan told the John Catsimatidis radio program he blames bail reform. You have about 1,200 people who have been indicted for gun offenses. They're back on the street. And he also blames animosity toward police. An unruly crowd threw bottles at police officers in Harlem over the weekend. Monahan also said he has approached the city council and asked them to modify the chokehold ban.
We had approached them and told them that we needed to have a minor change in the way that law was written so that police officers could still do their job safely without having to worry about fighting with the subject and being arrested for a criminal act.
He says that the lawmakers, the city council, they need, as they reform, they need to give the police department more guidance, let police officers know how they can police different neighborhoods. Monahan says that the city hasn't seen this level of violence, the shootings, since 1996. Live in the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sean, thank you. And three people were slashed early this morning across the street from the Stonewall Inn. Police say it happened a little before 3 a.m. near Grove and Christopher Streets. All three are in stable condition. One of the people who was slashed has been arrested. We don't know exactly what led up to that incident just yet. In Westchester County, a student who had recently traveled to Florida then came back for a drive-in graduation and is now tested positive for COVID-19, as have a few other people. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is looking into this, and she joins us live. Marla?
And Steve, anyone who was at the June 20th graduation is being asked to self-quarantine after four people tested positive for coronavirus. Westchester County Executive George Latimer says they're isolating at home.
They have shown symptoms of COVID, but they've not been at the level of severity for hospitalization.
The state contact tracing program has reached out to people who were in contact with the infected student at the graduation or at gatherings afterward. Governor Cuomo says it's an example of how quickly the virus can make a comeback.
Because we are one country and people travel, and I'm afraid the infection rate in the other states will come back to New York and raise that rate again.
He's blaming President Trump, saying his denial of the virus is a signal to some states that public safety measures are overkill and unnecessary. Steve?
Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, the day off to a nice start.
It is. It's going to stay this way through the afternoon. I would think that a couple thunderstorms will start billowing up in the afternoon or late afternoon and evening hours, but there won't be as many as we had over the weekend. They still could be heavy. We have, all those kinds of things. Those ingredients are set up and in place, but they won't be quite as numerous. Today's high, 84 to 88, little less humidity too. Fair and mild for tonight, 70 in the city, 60 to 65 suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, 82 to 86. Humidity increasing again tomorrow. A muggy 80 to 85 Wednesday, and showers and thunderstorms are more likely again for Wednesday for more of the area. Right now, 70. Humidity, 81%. A north wind, 7 miles per hour. Today's high, 84 to 88.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880, or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.